CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for more to be done to build the Chinese Navy into a strong and modern force. Xi Jinping, also chair of the Central Military Commission, has made the comment while inspecting the Navy's headquarters in Zhejiang. He says innovation should play a bigger role in the modernization of China's naval forces. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called both sides across the Taiwan Strait a community of shared destiny that cannot be prized apart. President Xi made the remarks in a congratulatory letter to the Association of Taiwan Investment Enterprises on the mainland on its 10th anniversary. In the letter, Xi Jinping also expressed his hope that the association will continue to adhere to the One China principle, unite Taiwan compatriots, and contribute to the peaceful development of cross-strait relations. Founded in 2007, the association is a non-profit social organization that consists of around 300 Taiwan-funded enterprises and their associations on the mainland. A search operation is underway in southwest Pakistan for two Chinese nationals who were abducted Wednesday. The Chinese embassy has confirmed that two Chinese nationals were kidnapped by unknown gunmen in Quetta, the provincial capital, Balochistan province. Police say the kidnappers forced the abductees, a man and a woman, into a vehicle at gunpoint in Jinnah town and drove away. The Chinese embassy say they are trying to learn more details about the incident as well as about the abducted persons. China has voiced support for Myanmar to achieve peace and national reconciliation as a peace conference opened in its capital Wednesday. The second meeting of the 21st century Pang Long Peace Conference of Myanmar attracted about 1,400 representatives from the government, parliament, military, political parties, ethnic armed organizations, and civil society. A delegation led by Sun Guoxiang, Special Envoy for Asian Affairs of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, is also attending the five-day meeting. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang says China hopes all parties in Myanmar will adhere to dialogue and consultation and make the conditions for lasting peace in the country. Officials say China's pilot nuclear power project, using its latest technology, is going to take shape very soon. The containment dome of the nuclear project is slated to be fully installed either on Thursday or Friday. The project is located in Fuqing in Fujian. It's equipped with Hualong 1 technology, a domestically developed third-generation reactor design. Chinese authorities say the Made in China 2025 plan will treat all companies equally. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says policies and measures under the plan are applicable to both domestic and foreign businesses. The ministry has emphasized that the plan does not contain restrictions on foreign investment or policies to force out foreign companies. Unveiled in May 2015, the plan is meant to boost manufacturing innovation in China and promote development in 10 key sectors, including robotics, aerospace equipment, and new materials, among others. China's manned submersible Jialong plans to descend to 6,300 meters in the Mariana Trench, the world's deepest known trench, on Thursday. Thursday's mission will be Jialong's second dive in the Mariana Trench this year and is expected to take less than 10 hours. The submersible will collect seawater, rocks, and samples of marine life, and also conduct observation, measurement, and photography near the seabed. Chinese scientists plan to carry out five dives in the Mariana Trench. The first dive took place on Tuesday, with scientists and a journalist descending to over 4,800 meters below the sea surface. The latest and most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has left Norfolk Naval Station for more sea trials. The first of its class warship will conduct operations at sea, ensuring that it was built according to contract specifications. The acceptance trial, the last phase before the delivery of the ship to the Navy, will be overseen by the Navy's Board of Inspection and Survey. The USS Ford is the first of a new class of supercarriers. Boasting the most advanced weapons in the world, it is part of a push from the U.S. government to bolster its naval power. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.